In closing this section, I read a little elegy for a friend of mine. Do you remember when the two American labor advisors were shot in the Sheraton Hotel while they were having dinner, January 4, 1981? There was another man with them who was also killed. His name was Jose Rudolfo Vieira. He was a Salvadoran, and his name didn't appear in the papers here. They would just say Michael Hemmer, Mark Perlman, and a Salvadoran man. So I felt sort of badly. Jose Rudolfo Vieira was the leader of a rural labor organization. He couldn't read or write, and he found himself in the position of being a leader, and at a time in Salvador when these things were happening. And he said to me, I have never even been able to kill a chicken. How am I going to protect myself here? Well, he was killed, and I wrote this for the funeral. There is language in here which is figurative, but there also the final metaphor or whatever is a literal rendition of something there. Because one is always forgotten. When Vieira was buried, we knew it had come to an end. His coffin rocking into the ground like a boat or a cradle. I could take my heart, he said, and give it to a campesino, and he would cut it up and give it back. You can't eat heart. In those four dark chambers where a man can be kept years. A boy soldier in the bone-hot sun works his knife to peel the face from a dead man and hang it from the branch of a tree flowering with such faces. The heart is the toughest part of the body. Tenderness is in the hands.